We were getting out of that lodge when a bit of misfortune came my way in the shape of a brave who was just balancing between boyishness and manliness, with nothing much to give either way. The disturbing Indian was in the territory of about 15, but he had managed to take the scalp of an enemy, and there it was, hanging at his belt. It was a rather smallish scalp, to be sure, but that didn't make any difference to the Indians. A scalp was a scalp. Having taken the trophy, this youngster was a full-fledged warrior. He was a big chap, with a frame that promised to fill out heavily with muscle. Just now he was in the awkward stage, in spite of his new dignities. He was a good deal bigger than I was. Just the same, he was more of a boy than he was a man. Yet I took him fairly seriously because of the knife at his belt and the bow and arrows at his back. I stepped aside as he came into the lodge to give him room to enter. When I turned to step back again, thinking that he had passed, a foot was inserted between my feet and I was tripped up neatly as you please. I came down on my face and I sat up, a little stunned.
Pick yourself up and don't make any trouble, Christy. You ought to watch yourself better than that.
I got to my feet, rubbing my nose, which had been badly banged. This was too much for the Indian. He'd been standing by fairly bursting with pleasure because of his little performance. Now he couldn't stand it any longer. He rocked back and forth from his heels to his toes. I think that I could have stood for the laughter of that young buck. But over in a corner of the lodge, there was an old man working away on a war bow's decorations. He had stopped his fumbling old hands and was gaping with laughter at me, showing his toothless gums. That was a bit too much. It looked as though the audience was siding with Two Big Buffalo. That was the name of the young brave. In spite of the warning of the colonel, I couldn't help going for him. I stepped up and tried to flick him across the face with the back of my hand. I missed. He appeared to be blind and reeling with laughter, but all of the time half of that mirth was a mask, and he was watching me sharply enough to dodge my blow and leap in at me. I was a fairly good wrestler, and I'd had enough practice at rough and tumble to hold my own with boys my own age or even a little more. But this fella had weight and age on me. Besides, he was stronger in the arms than most Indians are. Also, he had the advantage of taking me with a surprise attack. I slapped at his face, cut the air, and the next instant found myself sprawling on my back. Two Big Buffalo kneeled on my middle, whipped out his knife, and slid the back of it neatly across my throat to show that if this had been a real battle, he could have cut my throat and taken his second scalp as easily as nothing at all. By the nasty look in his eyes, I knew that he wished it were a real battle. I managed to give myself a twist that put me face down, and he commenced to work on me frantically to flatten me out once more. However, he didn't understand how to go about it. Indians are fair wrestlers, but only fair. They aim to throw a man down, but they don't understand the fine points of mastering the other fella and making him helpless after he's hit the ground. We scuffled there for about 5 minutes, until we rolled out of the door of the lodge, and a big crowd gathered around to watch the fun. Two Big Buffalo was not a third of the size that he had been when this little ruction began. He'd tired himself out, dragging and heaving at me. And I presently managed to roll away and get to my feet. He came lunging in, got my fist in his face. Two Big Buffalo went down on his back like one small calf. He didn't like that business at all. And when he got up again, he had his knife out, ready to skin me. However, his head wasn't quite clear. I managed to knock him down again before he could see just what to do. Then I grabbed the knife he dropped and sat on top of him.
If you dare to stir, I'm gonna cut out your gizzard and feed it to the first hungry buzzard that comes along.
He didn't stir either, so I stood up.
I'll keep your knife to remember you by, and scalp you if you ever bother me again.
I thought the Two Big Buffalo would curl up and die with shame and rage. It was plain by the look on his face that he would have thrown his life away with a smile if that would have guaranteed the destruction of my life at the same moment. But there was nothing for him to do but sneak away through the crowd with his battered face muffled in the corner of his buffalo robe. The Mendons tried not to show any partisan feeling, but it was plain that they were not pleased. Everything had been delightful while their fella was on top, but after he'd been whanged on the nose and sprawled on his back a couple of times, their faces turned to stone. The point which troubled them seemed to be simply that the smaller and younger man, no matter what his color, had been able to down one of their braves, no matter how young that brave might have been.